Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out and see how futures are trading. These are your composite numbers made up of the electronic and pit trade combined. In Kansas City, March wheat is at 813.5, up 2.5. July, 826.5, down 3/4. March wheat in Chicago, 759.5, up 4.25. July, 775.75, up 2.75. March corn, 691.5, up 3/4. May, 694, up 0.5. July, 690.5, down 1/4. December, 588.25, down 4. January soybeans, 1401, down 4.5. March, 1387.75, down 4.25. Make it 1387.75, down 4.5 now. July at 1374.5, down 7.5. November, 1285, down 9. January soybean meal, 404.10, down $3. March, 403.70, down $2. Now down 220. January soybean oil, 50.41, down 11. March, 50.94, down 11. February live cattle, 133.37.5, up a dollar. January feeders, 151.80, up 65. February lean hogs, 86.70, up 52.5.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
It looks to me like China turned back some soybeans and managed to shove the market down pretty easily this morning. But we're fighting back, and the market is off its lows now. But if the market were to settle today, right where it sits, it would be below a long-term trend line drawn through the June and November lows of this past year. So technically, where do we stand?
Well, there's not a lot for the bull to hang his hat on. But until soybeans basically penetrate the October or the November low point, most technicians would view this as still the testing process of confirming that low as a meaningful low of some kind. Now, what traders will look for now will be whether or not we can come back off of the early weakness and the news that China did cancel another 300,000 tons and maybe scramble our way back to a higher finish for the week. So that will be something traders will be watching, especially the ones that are kind of looking for maybe the market to make some kind of stand in here and confirm that 1372.25 low that we made in mid-August as a long-term harvest low. So that'll be something. Your momentum indicators do indicate that downside momentum is slowing, and we'll have to kind of see where we go from there. If the market would be able to come back and close out a higher finish here today and then maybe follow through tomorrow, it face the week out a little higher, which wouldn't take that much. Yesterday was more of a volatile day, up sharply and down sharply. But if you could come back and solidify this thing and put some stabilization in it, then you might begin to see some bulls at least start probing the long side here for a seasonal climb, maybe into the growing season.
And if we were to penetrate 1356 on several closes?
Well, we go down to the next step. Beans have a tendency of moving in 50 cent increments or so. So you would see A quick move to 1350, and then if that don't hold, you just slide right on down to $13 real quick.
Turn our attention to the corn market, where we still see the bulls hanging their heads on this little gap that's around 685. We got into it overnight a little bit more, but we still haven't filled it.
And so far today, we're trying to turn to the upside after the lower overnight trade. We have come back to unchanged or fractionally unchanged. And looking at the oversold technical conditions, it wouldn't surprise me that the market pulls out a higher finish today. Corn has a lot of work to do to get it to shift it back into something that I would consider sideways to higher, because we did make new lows for the decline here during December, and now it's on here into early January, which I'd just soon have lower lows made here in early January, and then if we come back, we could have a monthly reversal up for easy Indies corn or lead option corn, depending upon what USA's crop report would tell us here, if there would be a need here to maybe move this market higher to ration some inventory.
It does appear, based on the recent price action, Dan, that December 13 corn is going to have a tough sled to really rally much right at this point.
Well, for the most part, this market is following a short crop, long tail scenario. It is basically duplicating the 83-84 decline when we had highs in 83 made in August and September, and then we basically slid into a February low. And I guess until proven otherwise, that would be my best guess that this market's going to do is there's going to be times that we're going to rally, but I think the momentum anyway is to drift into a February low, simply because we don't need the acres that farmers are planning on planting this year if we want to keep prices at these levels or above now. So the function of the market now, I think, will probably to be to maybe drift into a February low, maybe discourage some plantings of both corn and soybeans, and then maybe then the market pulls out of those winter lows and then maybe rallies into the first part of the growing season, depending upon how the weather pattern shapes up.
And the bearish scenario would look like what?
Well, the bearish scenario would be that we would just have a recovery rally off of from the summer, late summer highs, February low. We'd have some kind of recovery rally during the April, May, maybe stretch it into June, depending upon what the weather, and then we would turn around and then go on down and make lower lows as we hit the fall of 13.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Let's go back and look at the current tick in the marketplace. March wheat in Kansas City is 8.16 up 5. July, 8.29 and a quarter up 2. March wheat in Chicago, 7.59 and a half, now 3 quarters, up 4 and a half. July, 7.75 and 3 quarters, up 2 and 3 quarters. March corn, 6.91 and a quarter, up a half. May, 6.94, up a half. July, 6.90 and a half, down a half. December, 5.88 and a quarter, down 4. January soybeans, 14.02 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. March, 13.87, down 5 and a quarter. July, 13.74 and a half, down 7 and a half. November, 12.85 and 3 quarters, down 8 and a quarter. January soybean meal, 405.20, down 190. March, 403.60, down 210. January soybean oil, 50.35, down 17. And March at 50.88, down 17. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.